I had to leave not long after that. Seems like yesterday I was here, dreaming my life away, drinking beer, staying up till dawn, strumming on guitars, sleeping all day long like a big rock star. Money from tip jars. I had a little place up a block. I had a French girlfriend. I loved the way she talked. We spent our afternoons watching the TV. We split up, she said, you don't do enough for me, oh, don't you know, can't you see now, I'm yielded a dreadful selfish cry. I rob myself of all my precious time. In this neighborhood, we had a little band I thought was good. Yeah, I had an old shotgun, yes I did. Bought a used PA. We got a quarter run, drank when the big gig come, we were too drunk to play. Sometimes, you know, when I was that way, I'm giving in the dreadful savage cry. I have robbed myself of all my precious ties. I'm gonna sing it again. I'm yielding a dreadful savage cry. I'm robbing myself of all my precious time. Sometimes I can't believe those days are gone. Most of my friends back then, they done moved on. One's in Hollywood, and one's a zillionaire. Yeah. Some are gone for good, but some still living here. Me, I'm just the same, I'm lost in a crowd. For the rain, yeah, in a thundercloud, I have moved around, I moved around. It don't matter though, no, no, no. One thing I found, there are two ways to go. It all comes down to living fast or dying slow. I'm yielding a dreadful savage cry. I rob myself of all my precious time. As I am, I am. I'm your love, a dreadful, selfish cry. I rob myself of all my precious time.
Robert Keane and I have known each other. Robert Keane and I are actual friends. We're not show business friends. We first met in 1976. We've been friends ever since. We met long before either one of us dreamed that we'd ever be able to spend our lives doing something that we love to do as much as playing music. Robert and his roommate Brian Duckworth had a wonderful bluegrass record collection. I could go over there and listen to Monroe Brothers and Stanley Brothers and Kentucky Colonels and New Grass Revival. He'd put his hand on the turntable on the disc itself and slow down the Norman Blake record so that we could try to learn the songs. And we played and played. It was before social media, when we played, people didn't always know who we. Well, they didn't ever know who we were. But so I thought it was maybe a good idea in our songs if we would, you know, just kind of casually insert our own names into the song so that.